Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Clarence Crawford, Chief Financial Officer and Chief Administrative Officer of the Patent and Trademark Office. Joining us in our discussion is another PwC partner, Steve Watson.
Mr. Crawford, before the break, you were talking about the extent of PTO's business that you've moved online. What are the security and privacy concerns that the government faces in the future? As more services are conducted online? And what steps are you taking to address these concerns?
I think that what is very evident is that the internet has changed the way we will do business. I think also 9/11 will have changed that as well. I foresee an increased reliance upon technology to do business. One of the challenges that we're working on and from a security standpoint is, like the private sector, we take payments electronically. So we've had to make sure that our systems are secure, that when someone gives us a credit card or pays by credit card online, that those transactions will be safe and secure. In terms of our basic infrastructure, we have intrusion testing. We've enhanced our firewalls. We will continue to do that. We just see that this is the right thing to do. And being online gives us also a capability to communicate with our employees differently. In the trademark organization, for example, we have 100 employees who work at home. They're much further along than the patent organization. We're implementing a hoteling pilot this fall where the employees will only come into the office one day a week. They will work at home over the internet. At home, we are beginning to realize over into the future could be any place in the world. So we've got to have secure ways to communicate with our employees to be able so that they can access our databases, examine applications, and then transmit that information safely, either back to the Patent and Trademark Office or in their communications, ultimately, with our customers.
We know that many federal government agencies anticipate a critical need to modernize their financial systems in the next few years. What kinds of technology does the Patent and Trademark Office use to manage its financial operations?
I'm very fortunate and to be here at the Patent and Trademark Office. We have a strong history of excellence in financial management. We have had clean opinions for the past 8 years. The last 3 years, we haven't even gotten any management letters or anything in that area. We have a modern system, and we're upgrading. We are currently on the FFS system, and we're in the process of migrating to Momentum. What Momentum will give us is easier access and easier queries. It's a web-based application. It will facilitate not only people working at the Patent and Trademark Office, but people also potentially on the road, our employees on the road. We also have implemented activity-based costing. That's very important to us. It's an integral part of how we do business. We're required by statute to keep separate trademark fees from patent fees. So it is a process that we use to make sure that we do not spend trademark-related funds on patent or non-trademark-related activities. We also use the ABC system to give us data as we're putting together our budgets and for the future year budgets. Also, when we're putting together our financial plans and managing our financial plans, we look at sort of the allocation of funding. Are we still consistent with what we need to do to ensure the separation of trademark fees from patent fees? We're also looking more closely to make sure that the fees that we are charging actually cover the cost of the patent and trademark operation. So we have a culture that has used financial systems. We have modern systems. We're upgrading them. And we're now at the point, we're not perfect. But we're now at the point that we have the basic infrastructure in place. We're now beginning to learn how you actually use it to support executive decision making. How do you use it to make resource allocation decisions? How to use that as we get ready to plan or a new activity to see whether there's historical costing data. We have a data warehouse where we now can, our managers, we probably have about 300 users. A good chunk of those users are first-line supervisors in the patent and trademark organizations, where they're going in to get financial and program data for their own units, tailoring the reports in a way that makes sense to them. So we're beginning to understand how to use it. We're not there quite fully, but we are making, I think, the right steps. And again, we have a culture that values this information and the use of the information.
The Patent and Trademark Office was, I believe, the second federal government agency to become a performance-based organization, or a PBO. What managerial flexibilities do you have as a result of being a PBO?
I think the first thing I'd like to mention is the notion of the PTO becoming a PBO. I think the most important thing is there that making the transition, while it has been challenging, was a logical next step for the PTO. For years, we've had our employees have been on performance standards for goal, for quality, and production. That makes it easier for us with our workplace flexibilities. People can come in as early as 5 o'clock in the morning, stay as late as 10 o'clock at night, work the weekends, because we generally know how much work a person does. We also, because we're sort of business-like, we have a mission. It's pretty clear. You either issue a patent or a trademark, or you don't. We have the financial systems in place. What the performance-based legislation has allowed us to do is to take the next step on the performance arena. The patent commissioner and the trademark commissioner have signed performance plans with the Secretary of Commerce. And what we have been working on is then taking those performance plans and commitments and cascading those first through the executive core to the managers, and then linking those to the employees. We're not to the employee level necessarily quite yet, because we're highly unionized, so there are a lot of issues about negotiations. In terms of the management flexibilities, we have control of our human resources program. We have a very good relationship with the Department of Commerce, and we have a very supportive relationship. While we have the flexibilities, we generally keep them informed of everything that we're doing, but we can control our human resources. We can make our own selections for executives. We can resolve union agreements without having to go to the Commerce Department. We're able to prepare and submit our budgets directly to the Office of Management and Budget. But again, we work with the Commerce Department in keeping them advised and working with the Secretary and Deputy Secretary. We have flexibility in the procurement arena. We're going to put some new regulations out soon that gives us some additional flexibility. We now have a full-service legal shop. So we now have our own general counsel. And I think one of the other things that we've had, which has been very good, is we now have the public advisory committees. We have one for patents and one for trademarks. And they are our advisors. We've now engaged them in our budget formulation process. They also take a look at proposed regulations. So it has been good. These are people from the private sector who have some private sector experience with patents and trademarks, but also some business or academic experience as well.
PTO has developed a balanced scorecard performance measurement system. I think you hinted at this a little bit in your last answer. Could you tell us about that?
On a quarterly basis, each business unit and the executive committee makes a report on the balanced scorecard. If you look at patents and trademarks, the kinds of things that are on there, everyone has a financial management component. But then when you look at the patents and trademarks, essentially they have two major goals: improve the quality of the products and services, improve the timeliness. So there are a number of measures that patents and trademarks use to report out on how well they're doing in terms of overall, how long it takes to get a patent or trademark, how long it takes to get to what we call a first office action, which is important for people that are applying for applications. We look at quality. We have our own in-house quality review activity. We also look at customer service We do regularly survey our customers. We take that data and we look at how what our customers are telling us. And as the customers point out problems, we then try to address those problems in our operations. We look at employee satisfaction. And for most of the organizations, especially in the two business units, they actually use that data as they are preparing performance appraisals for their senior executives and for their managers. So it actually gets used.
Well, that's a good stopping point. It's time for a break. Come back with us after the break as we continue our conversation with Clarence Crawford of PTO. This is the Business of Government Hour.
Professors Catherine Knapp and J. Edward Kellogg examined diversity programs at the federal government agencies in their new report, A Changing Workforce, Understanding Diversity Programs in the Federal Government, sponsored by the PricewaterhouseCoopers Endowment for the Business of Government. This report is available at endowment.pwcglobal.com.